Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
Innovator.
You know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Hand surgeons.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
Hey, Tausch, we have our very first, the inaugural Miss AI contest, which opened in the spring and drew entries from some 1,500 AI programmers around the world, now have a new Miss AI. They have picked a winner.
So, couple of questions, usual, before you continue. So, do you just plug this in? How does this even happen? Because it artificial, you know, the programmers are setting it up. Do they put in the certain things in their code, like black hair, blue eyes? Like, how is this all coming to fruition?
See, I'm seeing Total Recall on it. Remember that scene in Total Recall where Arnold's in the chair and they're like, how do you like your co-star here in this imagination?
Isn't that a tri-bosomed? Yeah. That was a tri-bosom, wasn't it? Total Recall?
There was indeed a tri-bosom.
You brought it up. I didn't. You act like I'm bringing something new. Mark. There was a tri-bosom, I believe.
I don't know if one of the contestants had that. But the judges.
Well, why not? It's not real. You can have anything.
It's all artificial.
It could be Medusa. She could have snakes in her hair.
So the entrants were judged not only on looks.
We've now totally derailed Eric.
Wilson's rattled beyond belief.
The tri-bosom and the Medusa tri-bosom.
Tri-bosom has totally thrown.
It's true.
But I don't know. It is possible. I mean, that's a lot of different entries. Anyway, the entrants, Tausch and Vince, were judged not only on looks, but also on their creators' use of AI tools, as well as their social media influence. The AI contestants had to answer questions akin to real human pageants, such as, if you had one dream to make the world a better place, what would that dream be?
My hope is for world peace.
Things like that would have to be discussed.
Good, that's creative. That was a creative answer by Miss AI.
So this isn't fascinating to you at all.
No, it is fascinating because this is the way the world's going.
Yes.
So what I guess it's all computer voice generated, correct? There's not like a hologram, and they don't have, or they're doing, you know, if you're doing a pageant, you have the swimsuit contest, and then you have the congeniality deal. So are they just doing this via computer? Or have they gotten to the point now where it's hologrammed or robotic, where it's actual physical things or people walking, or whatever you want to call it, walking across the stage?
My feet are killing me in these heels. Keep smiling.
No, it's not physical. It's just like, I mean, we have a picture of it on the, if you're looking on the YouTube page, you can see the picture up.
There she is.
They're basically creating the image of what the entrance would look like. And then because of code and with ChatGPT like tools, these AI entrants are able to communicate.
It's an entity.
Entity, thank you.
Is that what it is?
And her name is Laylee.
I mean, I have 1,000. I mean, I don't know how many more questions I could have than what's going on. But because AI, as we all see it, everybody knows it's becoming more and more vital to businesses and everything else. How far away are we from this being, like, real, where they're on the stage? And, I mean, not to go all robotic Will Smith, whatever that movie was, but I've seen Boston Dynamics or whatever that tech company is, where they're doing those backflips, and the robots are doing that, and they're doing like crazy stuff.
Yes.
Like, we can't be that far off from having a Miss AI where there's actually a Miss AI, like, on a stage, and Vinny, you know, just like you do cream puff contests down at the state fair, where you guys are out there judging who's Miss AI.
I think we're closer than we think.
You mean you're like talking that. Like full-on actual physical synthetic robot. Person.
I think you right. could have a Miss AI where you're looking at a computer screen talking and communicating with that AI entity.
No, but Tausch wants her in our space.
In our space.
Yeah, when is she
going to
be
here?
Like in the... 2030? When is she going to be in studio doing like an in-person interview with you?
Right.
Or an entity interview.
And she has real obnoxious human handlers. Who are like, she's not going to talk about that. Right? She's not.
No, she can't. You can't broach the world peace subject. Yeah. It's too controversial.
Don't ask her that. Tribosom. That's the word of the day.
The one thing we learned from this segment today was tribosom.
There she is. Miss AI.